This is the Composer's Datebook for January 23rd. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1837, the Dublin-born pianist and composer John Field breathed his last in Moscow at the age of 54. Born in 1782 into a musical family, Field soon moved to London to study with the Italian composer Muzio Clementi and became a sought-after concert artist at a very tender age. Haydn heard the 13-year-old Field perform in London and was very impressed. At age 16, he premiered his own first piano concerto. Over the course of his life, John Field would meet, play for, and perform with many other famous composers of his day, including Beethoven, Czerny, Hummel, and Mendelssohn. Field ended up in St. Petersburg, where he published his own compositions and apparently lived rather extravagantly. It's said he was so well off that he could afford to turn down a lucrative appointment to the Russian court. In Tolstoy's famous novel, War and Peace, the Countess Rostova even asks a pianist to play her favorite Field nocturne. And it's quite likely that while in Russia, like most of the Russian nobility of the day, Field got by speaking French, not Russian. It's said that on his deathbed, when asked what his religion was, Field replied with a French pun. I am not a Calvinist, but a claveciniste, French for a harpsichord player. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.
The soloist waltz by the fiddler Gjermund Larsen. It was sung by the Norwegian soloist choir under the direction of Greta Pedersen Helgerad and the soprano soloist that was Berit Opheim-Verstø. Hello, I'm John Burke, and this is All Classical Radio. 54 minutes from now, tonight's supper time piece, some of the banquet music by Heinrich Ignaz Franz von Bieber. The classic du jour coming up right around 7, made possible this evening by Andina Peruvian Cuisine.